Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Ceiba on the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard, hanging out with some passengers and some folks that we brought on board. You heard Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine, my buddy Mark, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany. We haven't even got to the other passengers on board yet, let alone more of the crew that we're going to get into on this hour. However, first up is my buddy Renee from Scuba Pro. He's been nice enough to join us this week and share some of the goodies that Scuba Pro has, they have for the industry. Regulators, BC, full line of Scuba Pro stuff that you can get to make your diving just that much more enjoyable. And first of all, thanks for coming on and putting up with our nonsense for a week, Renee.
Absolutely, Greg. It's great to be here. It's our first experience, or at least my first experience, on a liveaboard. And we've had a wonderful week. Opportunity to dive some test demo gear from Scuba Pro, the latest, greatest, including the A700, Seahawk BC, some of our Galileo wireless computers, and a couple of pair of Nova fins and some various masks. And it's been a good experience in that most of the divers have had an opportunity to try items that they've not tried in the past, and all the reports are very positive. And
yeah, it's all good, including myself. I got to try out some of these regs from Scuba Pro. Now the 700, the D700, is that what it was?
A700.
The A700. He gave it to
that. We name A700 after the giving credit to the engineer that developed it. His name is Alberto.
Alberto. Yeah, well, he makes a mean looking regulator. Right. And Renee gave this to me. He said, "Look, this thing's made out of metal." It has it's like a heavy metal regulator, like old school, but it also has a bit of a, like a Harley kind of vibe to it. I'm like, yeah, you know, it has the chrome thing going on. I like it. You know, it's better to look good than to dive good sometimes. Or if you can combine those two, it's even better, right?
There you go. Yeah, it's a retro-looking regulator, and our newest engineer that we've added to the team is from pulled over from Ducati. We brought him over for sex appeal, and he's added that to our line, and was very familiar with how to build regs out of metal, and there we have it.
Yeah, you know, and obviously Scuba Pro celebrated their 50-year anniversary last year. Just happened to coincide with my birthday. So do I get one of the regulators to
Absolutely.
Take home because of that?
We'll have to set you up.
I just had to put him on the spot here, yeah? He's kicking me. He's like, no, you can say this on the radio. I got it on tape now, Renee. He's like... Yeah, no, I won't hold you to that one. But, you know, you guys have been nice enough to join us this week. And this was your first liveaboard experience, which I didn't know until a few hours ago.
That's
so,
correct.
You know, now that you've done this one, should I say I'm sorry? Or are you going to give it a go another time?
They're going to be sold out for the next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be recommending this to friends, family, and team members. It has been an exceptional experience,
yeah.
Over the top.
And I would imagine for a company like Scuba Pro, it's a great opportunity to get out there in the field with the divers. You have a captive audience for a week. You let them play with your stuff. You get some feedback. It's all been positive from what I've heard from everybody. Matter of fact, a few people are going to be picking up some items. They got a deal or two. Well, that's all we can say, right?
Yeah, so from some of our demo gear. Yeah.
And they've been nice enough to give some nice prizes to some of the folks on board. Matter of fact, Susan, who we're going to catch up with here in just a bit, she's taking home a Scuba Pro regulator. Which one did she get? Was it the A700? No.
Right. She won a Mark 25 first stage with the S600 second stage. It's our flagship, top of the line.
Yeah. So, it's good to be her. Especially. She scored big time this week. And that's what can happen when you join us on a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, Scuba Pro, and just one of the many benefits. This is the kind of stuff we throw into the mix and pay off the passengers for putting up with our nonsense for a week. You hear what I'm saying?
I do.
The best I had for you was a Scuba Radio hat. Is that good? But that'll have to do. Is that okay with you, too?
You'll just have to invite me again.
Yeah, well, you are definitely invited. I mean, Renee has been a ball of energy, a lot of fun to hang with this week. Seems to be enjoying the festivities just like all the other passengers, which is good. That's what we need. We're selling fun here, aren't we? We're out here to share the joy of diving. That's what it's all about.
Networking, correct. Dive Magazine, Dive Radio, Scuba Pro, the manufacturer. We're all working together to promote diving.
Absolutely. Now, Renee, okay, so we had the regulators, we had the BCs. Now, you brought out these masks that I had seen at the DEMA show, but they have an interesting skirt to them, unique to a Scuba Pro mask. What is that?
Yeah, correct. It's called True Fit. It's a pleated skirt. And kind of looks like an accordion, if you will. And this gives it lots of extra softness and a better fit and a better seal. And it can be worn less tight than you would normally wear a mask.
Okay, so and it still seal up good and feel just a little bit more comfortable on the face.
Correct.
Yeah. So is that a new development from Scuba Pro, or has it been out for a few years, or what?
We'll hang on to that for about a year or so until it gets knocked off.
Yeah, and the until it gets knocked off, exactly. You know, because Scuba Pro is definitely one of the big manufacturers out there that everybody tends to emulate after they put out something new like that, being around for so long and the quality gear they throw out there. Now, what about these Galileo computers? Right? Mm. Did I get that right?
Right?
It's computers for guys who can't see, like me, right?
That's correct. Here in the last 3 to 5 years, many computer companies have popped up, and the one thing that we have to offer is maturity, and that means that plenty of test dives on the algorithms. It's very complex, and no surprises. We have so many things to keep in mind, including water temperature, descent rate, ascent rate, your heart rate, your breaths per minute, the entire thing, and all of that is worked into a hypothetical algorithm, and that's what you get is quite a bit of safety with our computers.
Yeah, they actually have a heart rate monitor that you can get for this computer, strap it onto you, and it'll actually measure your heartbeat and figure that into your dive profile. Factors it in. The only thing that throws it off, though, is our Scuba Radio mermaids. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. Heart rate jumps.
Yeah, exactly. And immediately the computer goes haywire and says, hey, go to the surface immediately. You're having a heart attack. No, those are just palpitations from Mermaid Tiffany's swimming into view. But yeah, you got to work with it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now,
look, there she goes now.
Yeah. Well, she's out there. She's actually doing a night dive right now. Her first night dive, I believe. And we're going to get her reaction to this experience on the boat. By the way, the other element to these Galileo computers from Scuba Pro is that the numbers are big enough for me to read. You know, yeah, I'm just as old as Scuba Pro. And, the problem I have found over the last year or two is that computers are getting smaller, lighter, and more powerful, but smaller as far as reading them as well, which annoys the crap out of me, Renee. And thank God you guys are at least putting one out there that even I can read. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We have something for everyone. We also have a very small wrist mount computer called the Meridian. And our latest is the Chromos. And they come in all sorts of colors. So that's a wrist type. And then we have the large computer, which most, it looks big until you try it. And then you appreciate the clarity of the screen. and people fall in love with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he's been helping out the crew here on the Caribbean Caribbean Explorer 2. Who was it? Charles, who got his rebreather certification? Not rebreather. I mean, regulator. What do you call that?
Yeah, we took an opportunity to train the crew in servicing rental equipment that they use here on board because they're equipped with Scuba Pro gear naturally. And so we covered that gear so that it could be in tip-top shape at all times. Yeah. It's an annual refresh.
Yeah, and typically they got to go to a DEMA show. This time you guys came to them, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Well, we come out to San Martin about once a year.
Okay. All right, cool. We got more coming up, including chats with more passengers and crew, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino. Right. There's me. Mm-hmm. And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People, let me tell you, my friend, I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. He's a real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He's a street smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio wave.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I'm tuned to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top of my
whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go.
Let's go while we're young.
First thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
So sweet.
That's right. Oh, man, Greg, are you hurling the Kimberly?
No, I'm not. We have had calm seas here off the coast of Ceiba on the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard with Explorer Ventures this week. It's been a phenomenal scuba radio, scuba cruise. And, you know, that's a scuba cowboy. He has just come up from the night dive as well as Mermaid Tiffany. And Tiffany's with me right now as well as Matthew. We'll talk to Matthew here in just a bit. But, Tiff, this was your second night dive ever in, like, your seven-year dive history. And I don't know, how did it go?
It actually went amazing. Everybody was very supportive because I was very terrified. Matthew was great. The crew was incredible, and they were very supportive and kind of talked me through it. And then I got in the water, and I was fine.
Yeah. Tiffany brought some, like, underwater rave accessories. You know, glow sticks and necklaces and all kinds of crazy stuff. So you had like a, I don't know, underwater psychedelic event or something. What did you do? Well, what happened there, Matthew? What?
Yeah. Well, actually, there was some kind of psychedelic event down there. I've only seen octopus for maybe 10, 15 seconds at a time. And we came across an octopus at the end of our dive, and he pretty much danced and turned into 50 different fluorescent colors for about 20 minutes.
One might say he was twerking.
Yeah. He was twerking. What's that? He was part of the rave.
Yeah, they call that the octa-twerk.
Okay, the octa-twerk. Well, there you go. You never know what you're going to experience on one of these trips. But, you know, when you're doing a liveaboard trip, doing night dives every night is one of the options that you have. Now, I've already done one of the night. I did the first night dive of the week, and then I've... You know, I let the booze take over for the rest of the week. Yeah, it's just me. You know, yeah, you know, because, you know, on these Explorer Venture liveaboards, they, you know, it's all inclusive, including your drink. So once your drinking begins, your diving is done for the day. So, you know, I was like, well, I'll do four dives during the day and then I'll skip the night dive. What?
Four dives.
Okay, I did four dives one day this week. Actually, 2 days I did four dives. Okay, one dive, one day. I do, you know, you have up to five dives you can do. I usually at least do three, usually. Unless we do a land tour like we did today on the island of Ceiba. And I got in one dive. But you know, it's a trade-off. You can do as much or as little as you want. But let's get back to your night dive, Tiff. How was it? Because your first night dive experience 7 years ago, you said, was not very... was not very memorable, or it was so memorable to the point that you didn't want to do it again. Is that the case?
Yeah, it was just not a very good experience. Me being a new diver back then, I just thought it was a poor location, and the weather and everything just really, nothing really added up. And so overall, it just ended up being a not so great dive, but so I've been scared ever since. But I'm fine now. So.
Yes, you're fine now. You've had a positive night dive experience. What made it so good, other than having, you know, dive buddies like Matthew to kind of coax you through and you know, Papa Bear or the scuba cowboy to help you out, or your dad?
Yeah. I would say the warm towel and then the hot chocolate and Bailey's.
Yes, that they come at you as soon as you get out of the water. That's a pretty nice touch that you get on these liveaboard trips. But when you were down on the dive, what made you so comfortable? Was it the cool critters? I mean, were you hanging with this octopus that they came across as well, or what?
Oh yeah, I was hanging with it. It was awesome to see. It was like a mini parachute. It like inflated and stuff. It was cool.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, she had a great experience. That's the bottom line. And this is after a successful mermaid shoot. Probably one of the most successful mermaid shoots that we've ever had in the history of Scuba Radio. Are you with me on this, Tiff, or not?
Again, you're welcome.
Yes, Tiffany was like, you know, she's usually not this enthusiastic about wanting to do the mermaid thing.
Not at all.
And yesterday, we're on the island of Ceiba. We're at these tide pools. We find this location that looks like it's taken right from, you know, the Little Mermaid come to life, where the water is splashing in the background, and she's on the rocks, and her back is arched, and her tail's up in the air. And we're thinking, wait a minute, Tiffany could do this, and we could capture that moment in live action right here on the island of Ceiba.
Yeah, that's actually exactly how it went down, except for it wasn't we thought I could do it. It was I thought I could do it.
Yes. No, I was thinking this as well. I just figured, you know, Tiffany won't go for it. And she was like, yeah.
Thunder. You were just giving me your thunder.
Yeah, well, okay.
So nice of you.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you call it thunder, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we had James, who was on the island, who helped us out, the Crocodile Dundee of Saba. And he was our guide, and he took us to these tide pools. James, what?
James Nato.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. We got into this conversation about Sharknado. I can't believe there were actually people on this liveaboard boat that did not know about the movie Sharknado. That took up.
I don't know about that movie.
Yeah, and Matthew was one of them, which I'm like, dude, you're living under a rock. He goes, dude, I live in New York City. How could I not know this? I don't know how that happened, but now you're at least aware of Sharknado. But anyway, Matthew, you didn't know about the movie Sharknado, but you've done a little dive in your past. And actually, we met on one of these trips. Which one was it? I forget. They all blur together.
That's right. That was Turks and Caicos, October 2012, when I met the whole crew. And that was on an Explorer Ventures trip down in Turks and Caicos. And, you know, it's funny, actually, because the last time I was on your show, it's great to be back, by the way, was just after a night dive when there was a shark feeding frenzy with Matt from I think up in Maine or Massachusetts, actually. And tonight we start out our dive minute five. We happen to have some fish. I forget what they're called, but they're about foot and a half long, thin fish jumping on the back of the boat. We took one down because it died. And then we find a 8-foot nurse shark, and Pup and I were about 5 feet away from it shooting with our GoPros when it ate up this pretty significant sized fish. I've never seen a nurse shark do that from 3 feet away.
Yeah, well, there you had a little midnight snack kind of thing underwater, and they captured it on film, the whole thing. You know, you get that kind of stuff on a liveaboard trip like this. All right, stay close because we got more coming up with the Scuba Cowboy and some more of the crew from the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard in Saba on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tiffany, the Scuba Cowboy on board this week on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard. We're doing the Saba itinerary. We're literally anchored off the coast of the island of Saba right now, which after today's mermaid shoot has been officially dubbed Mermaid Island, thanks to Crocodile Dundee James. Right, Tiff?
Yeah, he's got like a machete and everything, and well, Greg got a hold of it and he started chasing me through the forest. But luckily for me, he's way too slow and couldn't even kind of keep up.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see if we make it through the week. You know, you'll have to tune in next week to find out if Mermaid Tiffany made it.
Survivor.
Yes, right. If she made it off of Saba alive. You know, this is where they actually filmed the original King Kong. They used one of the mountains here, one of the volcanic mountains and backdrop of Saba on the original King Kong film. So that was kind of cool. And I figured that would play well into the casinos of St. Kitts. And if I played the slot machines, the King Kong-themed slot machines, that being that we were going to Saba and having that connection, that would work in... And Lady Luck's, you know, thing. And not so well. But anyway, moving on. The Scuba Cowboy was on that night dive and with Tiff. And what did you think? Did you have a good one there or what, Pup?
It was fantastic. Okay, once again, the critters came out. We had an incredible critter encounter. It was long. It was just amazing. Once again, the Explorer Ventures crew is just on top of everything. They know where stuff is at. They know where to anchor this boat because it seems to be a magnet for animals.
Yeah, and you guys had a nurse shark feeding frenzy, evidently. A flying fish fly into the boat and kill itself. Commit
harikari.
Yeah, yeah. They do that at night sometimes. They're attracted by the boat lights, and they go to the light, and that's all she wrote. And, you know, you recycle this stuff and turn it into a fun little feeding frenzy underwater if you can. It could happen to you if you join us on one of these trips or on your own. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was boiling out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore. Beauty in the water.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tiffany here. And I got to say, Crocodile Dundee James, or Crocodile James on the island of Saba, who was our driver and host there from the Saba Conservation Organization or Foundation there on the island, was definitely, he was impressed with Mermaid Tiffany. And I asked him, I said, have you ever had a mermaid on the island of Saba? He goes, no, never. And please come again tomorrow and the next day. He really enjoyed. Would you come back, Tiff?
Oh, absolutely.
Just to make him happy, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. That's all that matters. All right. Now, we got some of the crew with us. We've already talked to Leslie here. She was giving Mark and Jamie their Nitrox certification. And by the way, they passed despite our best efforts to sabotage their test. But they did well. But we have the captain of the Caribbean Explorer 2 live aboard with us right now. His name's Nestor. You may know him as the Vin Diesel of the Seven Seas. How are you, Nestor?
We're doing great here, man. Good time to have all these great people with us, you know, and Scuba Radio aboard us, enjoying a great week of diving and just getting to know everybody.
Yes, and I guess first off, I'll apologize, as I always do, but for the crew that you've had on this week, is from the passenger standpoint, and putting up with people like Tiffany and that kind of thing, I know it's a challenge, but you've really managed well this week, and once again, we're sorry.
No, not a problem, man. This is what we do. This is what we're here for, you know, each and one of you.
Yeah, to put up with the nonsense that we bring. I mean, are we a little bit more difficult than your typical passenger or set of passengers that you have on board here on the Caribbean?
Notice he didn't say you guys weren't that bad.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he's trying to avoid it, being very diplomatic, as he should.
Yeah, no, man, that's we're here to serve everybody, you know, and you guys were great. I mean, having mermaids on the boat, you know, I mean, we just got to add this to the next reef fish, you know. I don't know what do you find that under reef fish, reef creatures, or what, you know.
Yes, reef, you know, mysterious creatures. It's under there somewhere in that reef ID collection you have here on display. But Nestor, you know, you're doing this week in and week out. You get to hang with a different set of people every week. I would imagine at times it gets to be a challenge, but it's fun as well, because you're meeting people from all over the world. Is that true or what?
Yes, it is, you know, but, you know, coming back to it, to the business, we've been in it for a while now, and getting to know great people like you guys just keeps us going again for every week, you know. And when you have a great group every time, which we always do, we could always go ahead and be great again for the following week, you know. It's what keeps us going.
Yes. Now, as the captain of the Caribbean Explorer 2, have you ever been put in a position, specifically this week, where you're thinking, okay, someone's going to have to walk the plank, and Tiffany's given Greg a little bit too much grief, and maybe her time has come to go back to the sea?
Every day.
Every day! See, that's what I say, too. But see, you're the captain. I have no power here at sea. You're the head man in charge. You can make this go.
Yeah, well, the week's not over yet, so you never know.
That's right. This is true. This is true. Now, Leslie, let me put you on the spot just a bit. How is Nestor to work for as captain?
Nestor's an amazing captain. Everything that you say about the crew and how well we do, everything starts from the top. He's always encouraging us, always trying to make us better, and we really appreciate having him here.
Yeah. Now, week in and week out, is it more difficult with a full boat like we have this week on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, or is it? Do you get a little bit more leeway if there's not as many people, or what?
No, we all prefer full boats. Everybody gets excited. Everybody plays off of each other. Everybody has great dives, and they're all helping each other out. We love it when our boat is full and loud and happy. It's nice. Yeah.
Loud and happy. I think we fit that bill pretty good.
Oh, definitely.
I think we got that base covered. You think, Tiff?
What?
Yeah, whatever. She's not paying attention. See, where's that plank when we need it? You know what I'm saying, Nestor? So I know all the crew get out there and dive with the passengers, not because they have to, but because they want to. Is that right?
Yeah, well, they love to, man. I mean, you know, you join the... That's part of it working with us, you know. I mean, you get to do all sorts of diving in this great itinerary, these great islands we have, Ceiba and St. Kitts. You know, it's just... We love to go down there.
Yeah, and what's the one critter that does it for you? I mean, you pointed out a real nice seahorse for us today, which is always a treat to come across those critters, and some frogfish have been highlights from my perspective. But what does it for you, Nestor, that you're looking here off the island of Ceiba or St. Kitts that you go, oh, yes, you guys got to check this out?
Yeah, that would be the frogfish, man. You know, it's just... A meticulous frogfish is just hard to find. You know, it's just around these very different colors, and the sponges all around here is just, it makes me very happy when I find these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, you know, seahorses are hard enough to find. A frogfish is like 10 times harder to find than a seahorse, as far as I'm concerned. They are so camouflaged into the reef. I don't know how you find them. I mean, is there anything you look for when you're trying to find a frogfish that is in the environment or on the coral that might go, hey, frogfish will find this an attractive place to hang?
Yeah, colors, man, and just think like a frog, you know?
Think like a frog. Okay, that's all you're going to do.
Ribbit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And what about you, Leslie? Is there something that stands out in your mind as far as these underwater critters off the coast of Ceiba or St. Kitts?
You know, I love the frogfish, but I'm partial to seahorses myself. Maybe it's because I have an easier time finding the seahorses than I do the frogfish, but I think they're pretty cute. I'm stuck on those.
Now, we have this, you know, hot water vents off the coast of Ceiba and St. Kitts, I guess, too, where the volcanic activity of the islands percolates up through the water, and you can actually put your hands down there and get a little warm or something. What's going on there, Nestor?
Well, there's different. It's not all around the islands, but there's very more common around Ceiba. On the sites here, we just get, also you get the hot sands and the just vent just coming out the sand from the same volcanic action that's going on around here. You know, these islands were very active in the past, and now they're just looking somewhere that they just keep coming. You know, and it's pretty good for fish as well. It keeps nutrients coming up. You know, you'll see turtles around the hot water vents. It's just liking it. It's just hanging on around there, you know.
Yeah, nice. And, you know, this is really a question for Tiffany, Leslie, for you. She would like to know, how do you manage to keep the pounds in check when you have a cook like Tuna here serving up this food week in and week out? And you know, and you're on it for more than a week. She's on it just for a week. How do you manage?
It's pretty difficult. We try to avoid the salon area at all times when there are snacks, and dive with a thinner wetsuit.
They're running around like with their heads cut off here. The crew is really running around nonstop, 24/7, to keep all the passengers happy. And, fat and happy, I guess, for that matter, when it comes to the cook as well. But would you recommend this career for somebody who wants to get in the dive industry? I've been on a lot of these boats, and I got to say the crews have to work very hard. But isn't it a crash course into the dive industry to really know what it's like to maybe in the future run your own dive operation or dive store or whatever?
Yes, well, working on a liveaboard is much different than anything I've ever done in the dive industry. You do have to work hard, just like you said, but I think it pays off for itself. We get to see these beautiful sights. Like you said, we get to meet people all over the world, and it's a very different atmosphere. A lot of diving and a really good time.
Yeah. Well, and what about you, Nestor? Is that where you started when you started captaining, or did you come from the boating industry and started taking over a liveaboard boat like this?
Yeah, I started from the boating, man. I've raised on the island, born and raised on the islands, and actually I started a long time ago just washing the boat down and just worked myself up all the way up. You know, went through Dive Master, Photo Pro, everything until I wanted to have my own boat, you know, and run it the way I wanted it. The way I know guests likes it, you know, divers.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm in. I think he runs a pretty damn good boat. All right, we got more coming up. We're going to talk to some of the other passengers, one of which who is taking home a Scuba Pro regulator next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion,
tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion,
look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No, it was here. This island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always gonna be my star. Dominica,
that's where we're headed to next. As soon as we get off the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard in St. Martin, that afternoon, we're heading over to Dominica. You'll hear all about it next week on the big show as we check in with Izzy and Simon and our friends there Nature Island, Dominica. Yeah, Charlene's been there. Charlene and Sean, they're on the liveaboard with us as well. You love Dominica, right?
It's the best.
But, you know, I don't know. You could be in Dominica or you could be on a liveaboard for a week. It's a toss-up. Which is better? Are you with me on this?
Really have to think about that long and hard.
Yes, exactly. It's so easy when you're on a liveaboard like this. And Charlene, first of all, congratulations. She has just completed her 500th dive. That's impressive.
And I couldn't have done it in a better place with the Scuba Radio crew on board and Explorer Ventures. Yeah. It's been a fabulous week.
Yes. Now, Sean was your dive buddy, and I guess he's your husband, too. But who cares about that, right, Sean?
That's right.
Is she a good diver now after 500? She's got it down packed, I'm guessing.
That's right. She's no novice anymore. 500 dives.
Yes. Now, and you guys just were on this night dive with Pup and Tiff as well, and you saw that nurse shark. Was it already chomped down on the fly? Fish or whatever that had put itself out of its misery or what? Or do you know?
Well, I made my descent and I found the big nurse shark, and Nestor came along with a needlefish and hand-fed it to it, and it went into action, and it was quite exciting to see.
It was quite a feeding frenzy to see underwater on a night dive.
That was something for sure to see.
And that isn't something you get every time. No. And that was a new experience as well, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, it's been fun having you guys on for the week. And we'll have to do it again. Do I got to twist your fin to make that happen or what?
Oh, no. Anytime. Give us a call. We'll be back.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And they're from Canada, by the way. So we have international passengers as well as crew on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard this week. Now, also on board, and these folks are very happy, at least one of them. I guess both of them. I mean, we got Susan and Todd. That were on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us this week.
From Colorado,
which is the Scuba Cowboys neck of the woods there. And Susan, you ended up being the big wiener this week. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I love it. It's been a lot of fun, but you know, it was just icing on the cake. This whole trip has just been a blast. And so, I got a regulator, and now my husband and I are wrestling for whose it is, which it is technically mine.
It is technically, but Todd, you're trying to work a deal. Is that it? Negotiate some kind of deal? But you scored a mask or something, didn't you?
I did score a mask. It's a very nice single, no-frame mask, and I love it because mine all week decided to leak on me.
Well, there you go. So you got a new mask, and she got a regulator, and they're fighting over who gets what. That's the thing. Everybody thinks I have such a great job, but, you know, I come on these trips, and I have to get... Everybody else gets all the cool stuff. We share with the passengers. But, no, it's a good thing. Nice Scuba Pro regulator you got. Now, what stood out for you this week, Susan? What did you like the most about the liveaboard experience this week? Anything other than being able to hang with me?
Okay.
Next, she says.
Yeah, what he said. Oh my gosh, everything was truly wonderful. I mean, the crew is fabulous. The commercials don't lie. I mean, they are really. You do feel like family. The group here has just been a fun group. Honestly, winning the regulator was just icing on the cake for a fabulous week. The diving was spectacular. I mean, it was all incredible. How do you...
Nice. Trip of a lifetime, right?
It was. It totally was.
Now, how do you feel about that, Todd? Would you second that or what?
Oh, absolutely. The best thing for me is that, you know, if I needed to... Hey, the dive, the little conch shell goes off. That means that we're diving, and you know, 15 minutes we're in the dive. And if I needed to go back to my room and grab it, it was 20 feet away. And then, hey, 20 feet from there was the water, and we're in and diving.
Yes. Now, you know, Charlene got 500 dives... not in just this week, but she completed her 500 dive. But
27 dives.
27 is the maximum you could have gotten on the trip this week, and she did them all. And what about you guys? Did you get? You guys were in the water pretty much every dive, weren't you?
Yes, I got 17. So
not bad, Todd. You know,
on the hook for 24.
Really? Okay, yeah. So the diehard divers, and you guys have dove around a little bit, too. I don't know if you've been to Dominica, but was this your first liveaboard experience?
It's my first commercial liveaboard experience, and it was just an absolute blast.
Yeah. And what do you think about the diving here, Todd, off Costa Ceiba? Or what would you like better, the diving here in off of Ceiba or St. Kitts, or do you have a preference?
Ah, that's actually tough. I mean, they're both different. I dove Ceiba a few years back. I didn't dive St. Kitts, but you can't complain about either one of them. They're both excellent diving and recommend it for anybody.
Yeah. So you would I put you in that category that people listening ought to maybe book one of these trips themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And by the way, a free regulator from Scuba Pro doesn't come with every trip. By the way, that was something unique to our little scuba radio, scuba cruise, all the extra little tchotchkes we threw into the mix, basically to put up with my nonsense. Fair? That was a good trade, was it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, she's an easy sell in that regard. So where are you off to next? Where are you guys going to book another liveaboard trip, or do you have anything planned in the immediate future?
I would. This would definitely be on the top of my list to go back and do another liveaboard here.
All right, well, we'll get back and schedule our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Adventures real soon. And maybe you can be on with us and having these experiences next time as well. Now, remember, next week we're coming to you from the island of Dominica. Do not miss it. That's an amazing place. You'll hear all about it when we do a full two-hour broadcast from that island. Until then, we'll leave you with this. Remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Watch out, y'all. We get lost.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.